Joining us now is Crestridge Cougar coach Thomas Hotmer. They were in Class 1 District 4 action tonight. They had to travel to Windsor to take on the Greyhounds. Windsor comes out with a 42-14 win. Coach, thanks for joining us after, you know, a tough night. Talk a little bit about how the game played out. What did Windsor do that gave you guys trouble?
Yeah, we had a good little drive going to start the game, marching down the field, and then had a fumble. Then they gashed us with a big, long play. We make a tackle from behind, but they still were able to finish off the drive and punch it in. Goes back and forth a little bit, and then get into the second quarter. We tie it up 8-8, but after that, we just had a lot of turnovers. It felt like after that first drive, just we were kind of fighting a whole uphill battle. We get a turnover, and they get a big, long run. And it just kind of felt like an uphill battle all night. But our kids fought really hard, played hard, just didn't come out on top.
And, Coach, you know as well as I do, you lose that turnover battle and you play a good team, it's almost impossible to come out on the right end of the stick. Who played well tonight for Crestridge, did you feel?
Yeah, I just think we didn't have a good game. They beat us up front physically at the line of scrimmage, and then we just kind of off everywhere. But, like I said, the kids played really, really hard, and I couldn't be more proud of them for their effort, for staying together. So just not a good night, and Windsor, they played really well.
Yeah, and both teams were 8-2 coming into the season. Windsor is in the Kaysinger Conference. There's only four teams in that conference, but those are, you know, Lincoln, Colcamp, really quality teams. The I-70, the conference that you're the champions of, maybe a little top heavy this year, but and Windsor also had played Adrian, so their schedule is pretty tough. Like you said, your kids played great for you all year long, 8-3, I-70 conference undefeated champion. So your first year at Crestridge, there's some things for you to build on there.
Absolutely, and the kids, they've bought into a whole new staff this year, and they've done a great job, done everything we asked. I told our seniors, I know a lot of their careers are over tonight, but their legacy will last on for just them buying in. And changing a lot of what we do is a lot different. So definitely set the foundation for our program. Had a great year, 8-3. A lot of people will take that. But I'm definitely, and we have a lot of kids coming back. A lot of young kids that got a lot of good playing time, sophomores, really junior heavy. So we're really going to miss our seniors. We have some really good ones leaving. But the future is really bright for us.
Coach, how many seniors did you have this year, and do you want to try to mention all those, or you're going to forget some?
Yeah, we've got 9 of them. Like I said, they all did a great job buying in to our program, to a whole new staff, a whole new way of doing things, but we're certainly going to miss all of them. A lot of them had big roles. Some of them had a different role each week, but we definitely have to replace 3 starting linebackers. That'll be the hardest to fill. On our defense, we get a lot of offensive line back and things, but overall their leadership is what we're really going to miss a lot. So I'm excited to see what some of these juniors do to kind of take ownership and take the lead.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure you're there, you know, working on building, you know, that culture, leadership. You know, you think it comes just with age, but it's something you have to work on, and something you actually have to teach the kids how to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a leadership council that we started this year. We need to grow it. We need to do a lot more and spend a lot more time in the off season each week, just developing good young men that are passionate about the game, but also about making a difference in each other's life and becoming a family. So we got a lot of things to do. Just take it one day at a time, and we'll just continue to build this program.
And, Coach, you're from the area. I think you're an Odessa Bulldog by birth or whatnot, but
yep.
Hopefully, you know, you can stay there down there for a while and keep that train and Crestridge rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really glad to be back home, be close to home, and Crestridge really close to Odessa. So just hope the Lord just guides us each day and to make the best difference that we can.
All right, Coach, you've been a faithful caller this year. You had a successful season. Tough way to end it tonight, but appreciate you calling in all year.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate your coverage.